I'm having a goddamn blast on tour with this Big Mouth and a Small Town tour. So I've added some dates and wanted to let you know where I'm headed next. March 14th, I will be in Lakeside, Arizona. And then the 15th and 16th, I'm finally coming to Tucson. So if you're in Tucson, I'm coming to Laughs Comedy Cafe. Get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. My good friend Noah Kopfer will be featuring at those shows. He'll also be with me the following weekend when I come to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Grins, I cannot wait to see you guys again. Those are always some of my favorite shows, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. And then I am headed up to my home state of Alaska for the Alaska Before You Die Fest. Anchorage, you better not fucking sit on these tickets. They're going fast. There's a few left. April 5th, I will be doing shows at the Gumbo House. It's downtown. I'm doing an early and a late show, one night only. It's an intimate venue, so tickets are limited. It's going to be out of control. If you've come to my show at Coots before, you know how fun they are. This venue is so much better for comedy. I can't even explain it. Just get fucking tickets. These shows are going to be wild. And then on the 6th, I'm headed down to Homer, Alaska. I am coming, performing there for the first time. Alice's Champagne Palace. And then on the 7th, I will be in Seward, Alaska. So Anchorage, Homer, Seward, we're having a goddamn good time. I'm going to come kill it all those shows because I'm a fucking Alaskan assassin. Am I sorry I said that? I don't know. Listen, Dayton, Kentucky, 12th of April. If you are in the Cincinnati-ish area, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, Kentucky, this is your chance to see me at a really cool new venue called the Commonwealth Sanctuary. And then I am headed to Portland, May 3rd. I'm headlining the Rip City Comedy Festival. I will be at McMenamin's Mission Theater. You guys, this is a cool theater. We want it to be packed out because of course I want it to be packed out. But also, like, let's have a goddamn good time in this nice, beautiful theater. So come to that. It's going to be a hell of a time. I can't wait to come back to Portland. And then Wisconsin, I'm headed back your way. But this time I'm coming to Janesville, May 17th and 18th. Green Bay on the 19th. And then what up, Florida? St. Pete, Tampa. I'm coming your way. Tampa, I will be there June 2nd. And St. Pete, they're ahead of that, May 31st. Tampa, I'm at Side Splitters. And if you go to the links in all of my bios or go to their website to get tickets, for a limited time, you can use the code JMS and get $5 off tickets. And wherever you are, I'm trying to get people to buy tickets early instead of waiting to the last minute and making me panic, so that if it is going to sell out, it sells out faster, so that I know that, the club knows that, maybe we can add a second show. It just FYI, that helps every artist that you're a fan of. So if you can ever buy ASAP, go ahead and do that. So that's your incentive to buy early in Tampa. And I'll be adding more dates soon. If you did not hear your town, but you want me to come there, head over to my Instagram, instagram.com/JMS Comedy, or just at JMS Comedy if you're using the app like most of us. Click the link in my bio, join my email list. That lets me know where you guys are so I know what areas want to come see me. So do that. I can't wait to get to more cities. I'm having so much fucking fun on the road. You guys have been amazing. People have been buying merch. These audiences have been out of control good, just electric, laughing, having a blast. And I know all these upcoming shows are going to be no exception. So I will see you there. JMScomedy.com/shows to get your tickets. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're going to have a fucking good time either way. So thanks for listening to this little promo. Enjoy this episode. Ta-ta, idiots.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey, idiots, welcome back to Ignorance is Blessed, the podcast that attempts to overcome ignorance, mostly by asking ignorant questions with me, Jessica Michelle Singleton. I'm your host, and I'm an idiot. That's why we're here. We are in the fourth and final episode of my little political inquiry mini-series where I ask people about their views that are not necessarily the same as mine and just try to get some clarity about where other people are coming from, which is the root of this podcast. That's what's up. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. That's what you're in for. Please hit the subscribe button. Leave me a rating and a review if you haven't already. It helps. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much to everyone who's left reviews lately. All my new subscribers, love you. Happy you're here. If you want to support the podcast, it is a one-woman show over here. I'm pulling all the strings and buttons and everything, and I could use your support over on Patreon, like my best idiots forever, Jean and Kathy. Those are top-tier level patrons, but you can subscribe for as little as a dollar and get full-length episodes, bonus content, at least one stand-up clip a week, and you can't find my stand-up anywhere else except Patreon. And there's so much more. So head over to patreon.com/ignoranceisblessed. Check it out. Get involved in the discussions. Get involved in the hangouts. We'd love to have you. Other ways to support, try getneuro.com/JMS to get neuro gum for 15% off. It's caffeinated gum. Wow, my brain. It's late at night, you guys. I'm rushing to get these out because I crammed too many podcast episodes in to 1 week. But if it were earlier, I would have my neuro gum, which is caffeinated gum with L-theanine and B vitamins. So it gives you focused energy without the crash, without the jitters. It's wonderful. And got another hot code for you. You want to poop better? You want a squatty potty? Have you heard about it? Have you tried it at a friend's house? It will literally change your pooping game. And you can use the code FILTHY20 to get 20% off, 20% off of a squatty potty at squattypotty.com. And that is a limited time code, so make sure you go do that. And last but not least, before I get to my guest, if you're in Los Angeles this Friday, November 6th, I will be at the Comedy Store live. I'm doing Ignorance is Blessed live for the first time ever at 7 p.m. So come. I got special guest Madison Shepherd. Also, you're not in L.A. That makes sense. Most of you aren't. I believe it will be live streamed at the Comedy Store's, on the Comedy Store's either YouTube, wherever they live stream. So keep an eye out for that. Go follow the Comedy Store on YouTube. And you can be part of it live, even if you're not really, really live. Anyway, enough about me. Listen, this is my fourth and final interview I did, and is with known maniac Sam Tripoli. Listen, Sam's my friend. He is the host of the incredible Tinfoil Hat podcast, and so he is all into conspiracies. He goes deep into the... I don't even know the right terminology, but he definitely gave me a download of information. This episode, he had a hard out, so he crammed a lot of stuff in. And he, if you know Sam, he's just like electric. He's a million miles an hour, and this episode was no exception. So I hope you can keep up. There's some really interesting stuff, and hopefully you'll get some laughs out of it and some interesting insight. I don't know. You want to go down a cue hole? Sure. Why not? All right. Enough about me. Here's Sam Tripoli.
Let's get into it. How are you?
You're on a hustle. You're on a grind. You guys, I'm with Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli. I'm with Jessica, everybody. Yes.
Hi. I'm all right. You know, every day is a terrible gift. How are you?
Well, you know, I love you to pieces. I think the world of you, and I want to say positive stuff, even though I don't think you will take it.
Absolutely not. I will never take it. It's not in my nature.
But I know you got to stop doing that. You don't understand where we live and what we do in this place.
I know it's chaos. Wait, how many podcasts?
It's not chaos. It's wonderful. And you just got to, the negative thoughts is negative energy. And we live in a realm and we are this is the lowest level of heaven and the highest level of hell. And there's a battle. And what you ask for is what you get. And if you put out negative ideas, that's what you get.
Why is chaos negative? Why can't there be positive?
Well, because I think you're talking about what's going on with COVID and this election. I'm telling you, that's all fucking bullshit, smokescreen crap. And you got to focus on the only way you change the world is change yourself. And you got to put out the positive energy. And you're a super talented person and you're a hustler. And when I tell you that your best years are ahead of you, you get super uncomfortable, but it's the truth.
I love you. And I appreciate that, even though half the people listening know my pussy fell out ages ago. The best years are behind us, kids.
Dude, but it's not about your snatch. You're a creator and you've been through a lot of shit. You have a point of view. And dude, interesting never gets old.
That's why you'll never get old.
Dude, I mean, I am Yeah, I mean, I'm a crazy person. I'm like a certified whack job. And the only reason I have 90 podcasts, because if I didn't, I would just be talking to myself all day.
Because you have to get, you're like, regardless of someone's listening, I have to fucking get this thought out of my head.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, my thoughts are so loud that I might as well just put a recorder in front of it and put it out.
Do you really think you're crazy? Or do you feel like most people have a really small bandwidth of what they expect from humans and you exceed that and people look at that as crazy?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like I'm sorry, but we got a weird light going on here, or my place is haunted and they don't, and the ghosts don't realize Halloween was yesterday, but what it is, it's like, I'm crazy by the standards of that people talking to themselves are crazy people. We all have an inner, well, actually it's not true. There's actually people out there who say they don't have an inner monologue, which is very inner dialogue, which is very interesting. Because that falls under the notion that there's NPCs out there. But the point is...
Wait, what is an NPC? You're going too fast for me.
Non-player character.
Oh. Like people are just here. There's like...
Part of the program, the simulation, they create context and texture.
Do you think that we're in a simulation?
100%.
All of it?
I think we live in a realm.
Do you ever go, okay, if I'm correct about being in a simulation, do you ever examine your life and go, okay, why did I choose this character?
That may not be revealed yet. It's like we are all gods having a human experience. We are here to learn the lessons of the universe. That's what this whole thing is about.
Isn't it crazy that if that's true and we're gods, isn't it crazy to think that we could be gods who just are like, but I don't really know what it's like to be a human, so I guess I'll go do
that. Why you're here.
Yeah. Do you feel like everything going on in the world? There's a lot of people who, with the news lately, in the last few years, when I say lately, they're like, this is all evidence of the simulation. Do you think it's like, no, that's all, it's always been there. There's always been.
Yeah. When you see it, you'll see. I mean, like, so in Tinfoil Hat, like, started out. So, you know, I had one feed. And it started out as the Naughty Show, and it was probably the funniest thing I've ever done. Is the Naughty Show with Gareth Reynolds, who's went on to do the Dollop, and yes. Vicky Pezza, and earlier on was Jason Tebow, Brian Redband. But it was the funniest thing I ever did. But it was a different time, and I couldn't get more than three people to listen to the show. God. So at some point, me and the co-host, not Gareth, but me and Vicky had a falling out. And we decided to go separate ways. So then I did a rant show, which I still love to do. And that I kind of got bored. So I asked my buddy to come on, and we were doing a storytelling show, and we had a falling out. So I was like, oh, fuck. And right around then was like, I was watching Hillary Clinton kind of jack the primaries from Bernie. We were watching in real time. I was watching like Jimmy Dore and Lee Camp and all these people were doing amazing research talking about exit polls. And I was learning so much about like the Federal Election Committee and how they're like, if exit polls are over like 2% off, it's election fraud.
Jesus.
So I was always into conspiracies my whole life. My father raised me to be super paranoid. My parents gave me three things, you know, a work ethic, a sense of humor, and a healthy dose of paranoia. So I would always like, my dad would be like, you know, believe nothing what you hear and half of what you see. My dad was like the Alex Jones before Alex Jones.
My God, wait, my dad used to say that. I don't even really have contact with him anymore, but I found his Facebook. And yeah, he leans heavy into the conspiracy territory.
It's you know, as a dad, I just don't know how that's possible. And I have a very, now that I have children, I have a very soft spot for single mothers.
Yeah.
And not just in the old way I used to like single mothers, but in like the real way, like it's an incredibly hard job.
Yeah.
And dads who abandon their kids, I just really hate that shit. I couldn't do it to my kids. So my whole thing is it adds to why you got wonderful future ahead of you, because everybody goes through it in their life.
Everyone's got a journey. Everyone has some struggle. It's all different.
And let me tell you something, man, to get kneecapped early, it sucks, man. It sucks when it happens and you're like, fuck, man, this fucking sucks. But you learn so much and you just get back up. And there's people who get greenlit the whole fucking way. And when they fall, and they will fall, because the Buddhists always say they're the Buddhists say that there will be
suffering.
Suffering's inevitable. It's just a part of life, and these people are all trying to just legislate out suffering, and it doesn't exist.
Is that what you think? When you say legislate out suffering, what do you mean?
Well, there's all these people out there just trying to pass all these laws to stop people from making them uncomfortable. And it's just like, no, that's a part of life. It's like
discomfort. People. Yeah. I do think that as a society, and I don't know if this is, it's probably just American, and it's my ego-centric view is from an American standpoint, but it does seem more and more overall, we have a huge problem with acceptance as a society of just like taking the cards you were dealt with and going, here's what the reality is. Let me work within that. There's a lot of this resistance of not wanting things to be the way they are. And of course, you know, that's natural when things are shitty, but like spending so much time on the not wanting instead of going, well, this is how they are. How do I get to where I want to be with the way things
are? How do I deal with that, right?
And it's like sometimes you're not the thing you want to be. And as much as you can go, but I want to be this. It's like, all right, well, then work toward it. You can't just want to be it. You know what I mean?
I love you saying that. You know, a big thing is this notion that in this society, it breeds it. And it's drummed into, just drilled into us, man. And that is that this person is the reason for your suffering. These people are the reason for your suffering. Instead of like the thing that I've learned through recovery and then on the spiritual journey I've kind of been on, is that I am directly the reason for everything going wrong. Anything that's going wrong in my life is directly related from every decision I made. That's where it's at. Now, sometimes good things happen to bad people, even though there's no really bad. I don't think anyone thinks they're bad, but you know, something good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. That is just kind of how the universe works, man. But man, everything where I am, what I do is all directly related to the decisions I make. And the people want to go, oh, that those people are the problem. They've put me here. It's like, no, you've kind of given away your power to them. It's like, when you pay attention to something, it's like,
yeah,
you're paying
when you give, attention. Yeah. Like, what are you, what, which wolf are you feeding? So to speak.
Yes.
Like, yes, you may have been dealt.
You should feed yourself the wolf.
Yeah.
That's what you really should feed.
Yeah. Like you may have been dealt a shitty hand, but are you going to focus on how shitty the hand is? Or are you going to focus on how can I make it better? But then how do you feel when people go, well, that's easy for you to say, you know, you're a white man. So yeah, you don't have like, the same barriers. Like,
I mean, like, I don't know what has happened to me. That is like, I don't know what white privilege is. I've been pulled over by the cops almost 20 fucking times. I've been in jail for drugs.
How fast were you
busted. I got busted buying drugs off a trans hooker one time. And the cop laughed at me and the hooker laughed at me because I was getting ripped off in the drug deal. I stayed a night in the fucking jail and the fucking, they put a homeless guy and he immediately shit his fucking pants. I mean, I don't know. See, this is my whole problem with the punching up and punching down. You don't know where I'm coming from. No.
Oh, nobody. Yeah. Well, and there's blanket assumptions across the board are a bad thing. But what about the idea that like, yes, that's all happened, but if you were black, maybe you would be dead. Like maybe what you would have been pulled over once.
I mean, if you really want to get in statistics. I mean, statistics, there's a much larger percentage of white people being shot by cops.
And the thing is this is not what I want to talk about.
And we don't got to get into that at all, but every time I'm your Huckleberry.
What a perfect reference of a fucking Mark Twain book. But like every person I know who brings up statistics about this, when I go, what is your source? Because I've tried to find a source and it's all so unclear about.
Well, the problem is that you're waiting.
They don't have to report.
The people who are, you know, the ABCs, the NBCs, the CBSs to give you that. And they're lying sack of shit. Here's the whole thing, dude. The systematic racism 100% exists. It's been happening for a long time. Okay. There's a large percentage of Black people that were taken out by the drug by the war on drugs. But there are more Black people not in prison than are in prison. And we could go through that whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's more white people. I mean, not in prison.
But we could sit there and we can go, how many, who's shot more? I mean, we could do this all day. I could sit here all day and argue with you on like what is going on. It's not white and Black. It's poor versus rich. It's absolutely 100. If you want to go, what percentage of fucking rich people are in jail versus what percentage of Black people are in jail? And then we can get into some shit. It's all this think tank shit, right?
But you just said N-word. Rich versus
Let's take
Black.
The N-word. The N-word was they came up with that in the think tank, and they got these boules, they're called. And this is a whole different thing, but this is okay. So
you think there was a think tank back in like the 1800s?
There's been think tanks since the beginning of time. There have been rich people paying smart people to figure shit out.
Really?
It's been happening forever.
How do I get hired to be in a think tank?
Well, you know, you got to go to these schools, and they were started by these opium families. These schools are called Ivy League schools, and they were all started by an opium family.
Wait, these are like five other podcasts I need to do with you. We need to focus on politics.
Yeah.
Because that's what, for everyone listening, are you voting? Do you know? Have you voted?
I don't know. I might vote for Kanye. I don't know yet.
Well, just to throw a wrench in things, why Kanye?
Because the whole thing is just a giant fucking parade. Now, here's my whole thing, and I'm probably going to, you know, get a little pushback, but I see Trump as Godzilla, right? And in every movie.
Your resemblance.
In every Godzilla movie, it starts like this. Godzilla shows up, everybody freaks the fuck out. And they're like, fucking this monster's here. It just stepped on our friend trying to cross the street. Fuck this monster. And then halfway through the movie, another bigger, scarier monster comes through. And then you realize, fuck, I think I got to work with this monster. Now, I will sit here and have a discussion with you on all the shit that is wrong with Trump. But none of it will be anything you hear on the news from the Huffington Post, from BuzzFeed, from all these blue check marks. I am more than willing to have that because I have no illusions that somebody sitting in that seat is a fucking walks on water. Like you put Santa Claus in the role of fucking the president, and he will be a war criminal within 2 weeks.
Because anyone who's at that level of politics is somehow compromised, is somehow fucked.
See, you know what it is, man? It's not good versus evil. It's just crime families, and each crime family wants to run the fucking thing.
Are they?
And
all-
it's just like they're running. They're basically putting control of trillions of dollars. And this crime family wants to run it versus that crime family wants to run it.
So you basically think it's just like two different mafias.
Yeah.
When you say family, you mean like metaphorically, like the Democratic family.
Like, no, like,
or do you mean like the Clintons?
No, it's not even the Clintons. You know who it is? It's the Bushes. George Bush Sr. was basically president from the first day Ronald Reagan got elected in to all the way to Obama's last day in office.
So you think he was actually really running the show?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. There's so much to unpack here. Do you think, okay, voting alone, do you think voting matters? Do you think it's like, if you vote yes, it feeds the fucked up system, or do votes matter?
Well, you know, for me, man, I think, it depends on how close the vote is, right? I think it's going to be Trump is going to fucking clean that fucking wipe the floor with him. And I think it's going to be really hard for them to fucking fix that.
Listen, go back
and look at all the polls when Hillary was running.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me today, and I realized I don't understand the polls, and maybe I'm the only idiot.
Do you know anybody who's been polled?
I say this all the time. Look, I'm not against what you're saying. I'm just trying to ask questions that people might have because I've gone. So if the poll said 60%, but my friend who is a poker player explained that like they're saying it, those are the odds. So that like, it's like rolling a dice. They're not saying 60% of people are voting.
Those are 60% of this magical number of people who answered their phone. phone that's hooked to the wall. It's like, it's not real. The numbers aren't real. That's what they call legacy media. And the legacy media can't do anything other than pump out something that used to work back in the day, which is like, hey, this guy's winning. Hey, the polls show he's winning. And for some reason, people are like, oh, I want to vote for the winner so I can tell everybody I vote for the winner. And that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, you're the second person in this mini series of voting episodes to talk about legacy media. So you think a lot of what the and when you say legacy media, again, if people haven't listened to the other episode where a guy named John Toll was on and he said that as well, but like, yeah.
Oh, you got John Toll.
Do you know John? Yeah. We went on for 2 hours where we talked about artificial artificial intelligence. Fucking, I was like, wait,
John goes deep.
Slow down.
John goes deep.
But so you feel like these networks, which I think anyone with half a brain can tell that like most networks have a slant in either direction. You think with the polls, they're just trying to feed the narrative of their candidate?
Yes.
Of like everyone else is doing it. So it's like advertising.
100%.
Do you think that any of these major outlets are going to figure out a way to catch up with the changing landscape, like with podcasts and.
No, because what, and it goes back to why I think you're going to do wonderful stuff in the future is because it's peer to peer and they are a middle manager between that is negotiating between us, the entertainer, the creator, and the viewers that are the consumer. And we don't need them anymore.
Yeah. You don't need the middleman. Cause that in itself is like a form of, it ends up becoming a form of censorship. Cause they're going, well, what do we need to say in order to get these people to
deregulate
in
the media? And that's got us to where we were. It's like the last 4 years, whatever Trump is. And I could easily see Trump in his second 4 years, just ripping off the mask and be like, you know, I could see that could easily happen. I'm not saying it's not possible. I can see it happen. But whatever he is, and everyone says it's business as usual, I don't believe that at all. It is a different crime group, right? He's a crime boss, and he's a different group running the show. But what he has done is destroyed so many old institutions that if it is a PSYOP, a psychological operation, it is the most advanced. It is either one or two things. The most advanced one we've ever seen ran by what could be an artificial intelligence, or these masters of mankind are just going to flush away the old system and come with a new system, which is even scarier. But I think he's a disruptor, an agent of chaos.
So you have two theories that either he's coming in to like fuck things up, or it's meant to look like that and he's all part of the same system.
So here's what I think happened. Okay. I think as much as Washington DC is full of pure fucking scumbags, like sellout scumbags, right?
Absolutely.
I believe that there's a group of people there that realize that Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and listen, I'm a registered Democrat. Okay. Yeah,
you are.
That Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton were working directly with the Chinese government. And there's a group of people that still, that ain't right. Like, if you're a millionaire and you're a billionaire, the only person who could fuck with you is a giant government. And you see it happen all the time in Russia. You see it happen all the time in China, where you just see these billionaires going, I don't like Putin. And then boom, they're gone. Their money's gone. And you never hear from these motherfuckers again. And I think there's a group of people that get very nervous about that, about socialism, but more like Marxism and communism. Now, I'm a little older, but man, when I was young, dude, I would hear people like, oh, fucking communist. I'm like, shut up, old man. You sound stupid. But the more and more I study this shit, it's like really, it's unbelievable. And it's a slow game. It's not an over. Everyone's like, well, what had happened? No, man, this is decades. And decades of like slow. It's like, let's say you're living with somebody, right?
Yeah.
And they're just fucking with your head, right?
Yeah.
But they do it very slowly. And like one day they come in and all of a sudden they've changed that picture behind you. It's just a little different. You're like, is that the same? It's just a tiny bit. And then they wait a little later and all of a sudden they switch a book out and it's like, they're in no hurry. It's like, slowly but surely replacing all your shit with their shit. And it's just like, that's what's been going on.
With the government, what do you, okay, wait, I'm
within the government. Yes.
You're like too smart with this for me. I feel like you talk about this so much that you're saying things that you feel like
I get told that a lot. So yeah.
Are second nature.
So communism, Marxism, that is a real thing being pushed by these people.
Like by what? Like the higher up Democratic Party, you think?
But yeah, a lot of these people. And it's more about just causing chaos and disruption. And
what would be the purpose of causing chaos and disruption? Because when people say that, I'm like, but why?
Well, because, you know,
keep poor people poor and distracted.
Keep poor people poor. Keep people fighting over these very powerful people make a lot of money off of arms and war and people fighting with each other. And when fear. People fight it with each other, they don't come together and realize that's always these same fucking people. Fucking with everybody. So, you know, like within the conspiracy community, there's something called the trans agenda. And they think trans are trying to like take over. But I tell everybody, it's not trans. It's the same old rich fucks getting everybody mad at trans. And it's the same thing with Jews, blacks, gays, women. They get everybody to fight with each other, blaming everybody else. Oh, that guy's taking my shit.
And it's being like, distracted so they don't realize who's really fucking them is rich people. Yes,
at the top.
So it's like this idea that like the people who have all the money want to keep shaking up the pot for people that have nothing to do with them so that I'm mad at men and you're mad at white people and
yeah.
Trans people are taking our jobs or whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
But do you really believe that Donald Trump is like outside of that? Like he's came to fuck that system up or he's just,
I believe he that wants he control of that. I'm not here to think that Donald Trump and the clique he claims is here to make America a wholesome like the 1950s again. But I do believe there is a group of people who realize that there's some treacherous, treasonous people out there that we're selling out the country. And like there are, I mean, in the military and there are people within even our intelligence agencies who are very much patriotic.
Yeah.
And I think they saw what's going on. So when Comey, okay, so here's a deep thing, right? So why did Comey bring up the charges against Hillary Clinton? And if you look at the day that happens
right before the election in 2016,
why?
To throw the election?
But why did he do it? He didn't have to do it. He was the FBI. Why did that happen?
But see, you say something like that, and I go, okay, if I'm going to buy into this, there's a whole bigger system. If these people are really as powerful as you say they are, as people think they are in the conspiracy community or otherwise, wouldn't they be in on it? Like, when I get into these conversations, I go, okay, so the Democratic Party wants to lose. Is that what's happening?
That is easily. A possibility.
I mean, it's
because then it's two wings of the same bird.
And they can go like, oh, we tried, but
it's yeah. I mean, like when Obama ran the first time, who'd he run against?
Who the fuck did he run against?
John McCain. Right.
So
we had just gotten past George Bush.
John McCain. Okay.
And America hated old white guys. So if you want to get Obama in, and here's a fun fact, Obama is a Bush.
What do you mean Obama is a Bush?
Obama's grandfather and George Bush Sr. are like distant cousins.
You don't think that's just a coincidence?
What do you mean that's a coincidence, Jessica? Distant how far cousins? Back do you have to go before you and I have
11,000 distant cousins on 23andMe. If someone were to be like, she's a distant cousin of Ben Smithers.
But how many of them are comics at the comedy store?
I mean, none.
None.
I don't know my biological father, to be fair.
And Obama's grandfather both were running the CIA. That's a very specific group of people. And then he's related to Dick Cheney. You just think that's just luck?
Who's related to Dick Cheney?
Obama.
Where did you read this? Where is this?
This is what I do.
Well, okay. Stay with me. What if there is a gene that makes someone predispositioned to become a government official?
His grandfather ran the CIA.
Obama's? He sent
Obama's mother, and there's naked pictures of Obama's mother. Not judging. I have friends on OnlyFans. I'm not judging, okay? So they, she was a what they call an MK Ultra sex kitten, and she was used as a CIA plant to basically entice certain people they wanted, and that's how we got Obama. And Obama was fucking bred and trained since the moment he came in the world to be president.
Who's Obama's dad?
Well, they say it's this Nigerian, but it's most likely this other guy, and that's a whole different show.
I mean,
Obama is like nothing that anybody thought about. And I'm not like, oh man, a crazy guy. I'm telling you, man, it is unbelievable. I mean, have you seen what happened to Obama? He can't even draw anywhere anymore. Like he does rallies. Nobody shows up. It's unbelievable.
Well, who's doing rallies now? I mean, no one's showing up to rallies.
Okay. I mean, I get it, man. It's very scary because I'm a little older than you. The notion, I hate Republicans. I don't mind conservatives. I hate Republicans.
No, I hate either person who like makes their personality the political party. It's like, well, you're not paying attention. If this is your sports team, you're not going to fucking make
I'm a adequate liberal. Decisions. I'm an old school liberal.
Yeah, no, right? I'm registered independent, but I lean very liberal. But
I do too.
No part of me would fight you on the fact that Obama is definitely a systematic politician.
A Bush. Do you know what their common ancestor is? You know what his last name is? The common Bush? Ancestor? Bush and Obama's common ancestor. The first common ancestor what? They have?
Jefferson?
Nope. Hinckley.
Hinckley?
Who shot Reagan?
I don't know. Someone named
John Hinckley.
But Reagan.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Who was the vice president who would have became president if Reagan died?
Stop. I am supposed to be in. Don't make me go down this path. I don't have enough medication.
Don't. It's the most free you'll ever be. Because what happens is once you get in conspiracy, it leads to spirituality.
Yeah.
And when you get to spirituality, you realize that no one can control you and you're a master of your own domain. And that's when you start changing your life and everything starts to change.
When did you start getting into conspiracy? When did you start going, wait, what the fuck's up? Yeah.
Very early, man. And then in college in the early 90s, I started reading Chomsky and all that stuff. And then I just questioned everything. And like, listen, man, I've been doing Tinfoil Hat. The blessings in January will be 4 years. Okay. 4 years old podcast, right?
Yeah.
If I was wrong more than right, would I continue doing that? Would I mean,
would
like
you keep building an audience? I mean,
but if would an audience follow me if I was always wrong? I'm batting like 950 and I'm not even kidding.
Like 950 proving conspiracies, like going, this happened. Now there's proof.
What I believe is going on.
Are you Q?
I am not Q. And I don't know what Q is. And I don't know what the drops mean. They could be AI, like I said, but people are delusional if they don't think there's real information in those drops. Those drops have to be real to get the most paranoid human beings in the world, conspiracy theorists, to believe in it.
Really? You don't think that most conspiracy theories are like waiting for something to be fucked up? Like
what?
Like, I don't know. Do you trust anyone?
No, I mean, every time I hear anything, it's in, I'm in karate stance.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound that free to have to live like that, but
why?
I mean, I don't think you're wrong.
So listen, if I would have said, yeah, I trust people, you'd be like, wow, why would you trust? So it was a question I couldn't get right.
No, of course it is. I'm a woman. You can never be right.
Yeah, there we go.
Vote for me for president. Do you, Do you normally participate in elections?
I mean, I didn't vote for president last time.
Was that active? Were you like...
I'll only vote third party. I will never vote for either of the two parties.
And let me ask you this. Do you vote third party more because you lean toward a certain third party's views or just to try to shake up the system?
Well, I believe we should have 1,000 parties.
Yeah, it should just be everyone who wants to run can run and whittle them down. Yeah,
and the most important, it should be like who connects the most.
Yeah.
They kneecap Bernie Sanders. Like I used to be for Bernie Sanders. I'm not really into socialism anymore. I'm into more pure capitalism. And we could have a discussion on that.
What is pure capitalism?
Pure capitalism is basically a capitalism system where you get rid of lobbying. Okay. You get rid of, you have term limits.
The corporation, like, you know, free market, but corporations cannot influence an election.
Yes, like, they can influence politicians and they can influence a market. And dude, and literally see the problem with our healthcare, you know, for me, like having the government come in and try to run healthcare, go ask the VAs how that's been going. Go ask your veterans how the VA is. It's fucking dog shit.
Oh, it's horseshit.
We have collusion going on. And I used to think it was the doctor's fault. It's not the doctor's fault. It's actually big pharmaceuticals and the health insurance are not allowing free market to happen.
So they're monopolizing.
Yes. There's healthcare. Collusion on, let's all agree at this number. Okay. Why should somebody own a patent the medication? Why can't many people make that medication and you get to pick whichever one you want to take?
I mean, yeah, you're right.
And that's where it's at. And you start studying this stuff. You start seeing these fucking patterns and it's just like really bad. And it's just like, and socialism isn't it now, you know, I mean, socialism works in these smaller countries and that's fine. I'm fine with it, but I prefer capitalism. I mean, this country is pretty amazing. That's why people risk their lives to get here.
Yeah.
And we're losing it. If we just sit back and allow these people to, and there's outside influences, these monies are going into these groups that are causing chaos.
So you think the downfall of America is politicians taking money from unnamed or named sources that are controlling things versus here doing what the people want to do? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, like everyone's like the downfall of America. I think if you really want, for me, get rid of free trade.
Get what is rid free of free trade? I know that's a stupid question.
What is free trade? Free trade. Well, what the idea is that countries can exchange goods without tariffs.
Oh, with no, like no taxes.
Right. People hate the word tariffs because it sounds like, you know, a terrorist and taxes. So it sounds that's what's tariffs. But it's actually, it allows the America to compete with countries that don't pay living wages. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the whole system got rigged. Did you know that the U.S. military made deals with countries that if they allowed us to put military bases there, they could do free trade with America and they could get their goods here for free and then tariff our goods coming out, which was the same thing going on with China. China was allowing goods to be taken out, flown here for free, no tariff, but anything that went into China got tariffed the fuck out of. Did you know that?
What? Why? Wait, if our deal is we will let you bring goods to America for free if we put a military base here.
Right. No, that's not every country. I'm saying those particular countries. Obviously, that's not the deal with China.
For sure. But what is our deal with China if it's the opposite?
Our deal with China was that we would bring our corporations over there to manufacture and they would send the goods back. But anybody who was going that way, US to China, they would get tariffed the fuck out of.
Okay. So people trying to send to China would get fucked, but Chinese things could come in for free.
Yes.
And it's like, we try to do that to other places, but then we let them do that to us.
No, we weren't doing it to anybody because the whole thing was these corporations owned everybody and they wanted to send their goods out so they could pay a dollar a day to make it and then be sent in and then that would force companies to send their goods, their manufacturing out. So I have these theories, right? And here's the theory. Part of COVID is that nobody was joining the military. Nobody was joining it. They couldn't hit their numbers. So what do? You shut down the economy. You make it so nobody can work. And guess what? These poor people are like, I got no jobs. What am I going to do? Hey, dude, military's hiring. Fuck, I'll join the fucking military. And that's another thing. You send out all these manufacturing jobs. There's no jobs. So now you get these people to join the U.S. military, and we become the stormtroopers for the international banking couple. And that is not code for Jews. I don't believe that. I believe it's Jesuits, and that's a whole different.
No, but I mean, but COVID is objectively real. Like, other countries are dealing with it.
Listen, nowhere is the death toll rising. It's actually going down. The numbers are going up because, have you noticed that, hey, guess what happened? Nobody's dying from the flu. What do you think that's about? Because they're labeling everything COVID. Because this is about something else.
That's what you think?
I had COVID.
You have COVID right now?
I had it.
Oh my God, am I going to get it through the computer?
Yes, you got Air AIDS. Congratulations.
Oh God, I hope I get skinny.
It's like 2 days it lasted, 2 days. And I was okay. I got the flu for a week before. I couldn't leave my bed for a week.
But there are, like, objectively other countries, a few are still struggling with it, like Spain, France. What would be that rationale? You don't think
full
it's just...
Full on 1984 lockdown control.
You just think every country is trying to, like, lock down and control their people?
You have to understand, dude. It's like, this has been a long game plan. It's not just an overnight thing. This is centuries in the work. Now, were they thinking about COVID centuries ago? No, but this game plan to control the world and lock everybody down has been in motion for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And so I know you kind of said this, but what is the goal of that? Just to get everyone
complete
in the military?
Complete and utter power control. It's not even about money anymore. It's just about power and control.
Like, because people are going to have nothing and they're going to have to do whatever you say to
survive.
That's
what they want. Complete and utter obedience. They want to use us. They look at us like we're cattle.
Okay. I don't want to... There's so many questions I have, but I know we're on a time crunch because you have 800 podcasts to do. But if this is true, look, the whole premise of my podcast is to try to stay objective.
Okay.
Because I am insecure and realistically cannot commit.
You're
to
wonderful.
Any beliefs.
Someday you'll realize that.
Yes. Moments before I gasp my last breath, I'll go, I was wonderful all along.
It's great. Put out positive energy.
No, I am. I'm wonderful. Things are going really well for me and I'm happy and money flows like
water
in the LA River.
Write down every night, write down the things you're thankful for. Write down your goals. It's like
I have a gratitude journal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Jessica, you got it. It's just like, you just got to sit in the moment. See, there's some people get fast track and there's some people, it just takes time.
I'm taking a long way. I'm not worried. I know I'll get there.
You're going to work till you're fucking ancient.
I know, because I'm going to refuse to quit working.
No.
Because you're like, stop, you can retire. And I'll be like,
it's the Joan Rivers effect. It's like, just be interesting and you can work for the rest of your fucking life. And this podcasting
this
is going to, dude, comedians were like bands, one hit wonders, man. We were only good until the industry didn't want to say, and then they threw us out and then we would just scramble to try. Not anymore, man. Peer to peer. And listen to me. There's a couple things you can talk until you're an old person. Politics is one of them.
Oh,
people
yeah.
Listen
for
to
sure.
Old people talk politics to the end of fucking days.
But wait. If what you're saying, okay, let's live in a world where it's true. Okay. The government
we'll call that reality.
Is systematically trying to lock us down so that we are at their beck and call, so we are in need of these higher.
Well, powers. They're going to try, but an age of revolt. Enlightenment is coming.
Yeah, you mean guns, civil
no,
war.
No, guns are, listen to me. Guns are the only thing that keeps us from fucking turning into a fucking awful place. And as a woman, trust me, Go look at countries. These like BLM is started by black lesbian Marxists. Study Marxism. Really study the history of it. Don't listen to me. Go study the history of it. And what happens is first they take the guns, and then what happens is women, gays, and ethnic minorities get marginalized.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
With Marxism.
Marxism leads to communism, man.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Listen, Jessica, do you own a gun?
No. Do you know where I can buy one?
Go get a fucking gun.
I'm afraid I would
hurt myself. You're right as an American. Now look at this. Some people might think that's a giant black dick on my arm. It's not. It is a shotgun. No.
If it was a black dick, it would be in your ass. We all know that.
We do. Okay.
In your cavernous hole.
Jessica, don't sex shame me, please.
No, I'm just saying I'm proud of you.
Listen.
Wait. Okay. The government is trying to control the people by taking away our rights. Okay. With that in mind, have you given thought to solutions to prevent that?
Yeah.
Hit me. What do we do as a people?
Well, I mean, one of my big solutions is to get black people to do mushrooms. That's on my, when I run for president. No, I won't run for president, but I really want to get black people to do mushrooms.
Like the way Israel makes you serve in the military, I think everyone should have to go do mushrooms alone in a desert.
I think everybody, I mean, like Ari Shaffir Shroom Fest should be a national holiday and everybody should have to do mushrooms.
Shout out to my father.
Psychedelics. Yeah. Hard,
like blow your mind level of
do like God shot, just like, and just talk to God. I changed my life doing mushrooms. Changed my life. I never worried about my career again.
Yeah, no, mushrooms are the thing that make me like, oh, I'm gonna be, it's okay. But listen, then
here's the whole thing, man. We gotta stop fighting with each other. We gotta stop pointing things. Most of the media is just rich white kids trying to convince everybody that poor white kids are the problem with this country. Okay. Yeah. And it's not, dude. People, I go around the country. I go to conservative states. I go to fucking liberal states. People are people. They're all loving, dude. They're all loving, but you gotta get off the news, stop watching the news, and stop paying attention to social media.
Yeah. It stokes your fear, and fear is where problems come in.
Well, the lizard people live off your fear. They can't create.
Okay, what the fuck is a lizard people?
Well, you know, they're probably not really lizards. They're probably just this group of people.
That use their lizard brain.
No. Well, yeah, they got a little bit more lizard brain. They were created by a group of low-frequency demons called the Anunnaki.
Anunnaki? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, nobody knows what the missing link is, right? They don't know how man goes from monkey. It's Anunnaki.
No, but I have more Neanderthal genes than almost anybody else on 20.
I've always said that about you.
Anunnaki is...
Anunnaki is, there's these people that believe it, that, you know, they're aliens that came and created man. The Samaritans, Mesopotamia, all these wars going on in the Middle East through Israel and Turkey and all this stuff, that's all Mesopotamia. And that's ancient knowledge, which I think they're trying to wipe out. So when someone goes to me, hey, Sam, is everything a conspiracy? When I tell you that they have tried to change what we know about who we are, where we live, and our religion. And then on top of that, they've been fucking with our language. So yes, everything is a conspiracy from fucking way, way back.
You think it's all a plan to like erase our knowledge of our history?
About how special we are.
Yeah.
We are human beings are very, very special.
And do you think that, like, so these aliens are less special, or are they just...
They're low frequency.
Yeah.
There's high frequency and low frequency.
Absolutely. But is it... Are all low frequency beings bad?
I mean, is there...
Like, is that arguably, like, can you control your frequency?
They're dark.
Can you change your frequency?
I mean, a lot of things will happen is people come down here and they're gods trying to learn what the universe is, and they get lost, and then they end up becoming low frequency people, low frequency beings, and they get really, really angry and they want to pull everybody down with them.
Hmm. Interesting.
It sounds crazy, but when you study it, it's the most enlightening shit you'll ever do, because it lets me means you control your destiny. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. And if you want to connect with higher frequency people, you will ascend. That's the whole thing. It's meant, we're meant to ascension. Ascend.
Yeah, no, I don't think this is crazy. I 100% believe in ascension, and I believe that in theory, we're all on the path. My hang up is like, yeah, is it, how much can you hold someone's ignorance against them if they're like just a lower frequency? Do you, is there a case where you just go, well, what else are they going to do?
The low frequency beings, you know, a lot of them, they're not hanging out at potluck.
Yeah.
They're trying to manipulate you into making bad decisions to become a low frequency. And that's why, you know, I studied the occult. Like, I've been doing a lot of shows on the occult. That's a lot of dark art shit, man. I don't like any of that shit. That's a lot of stuff in Hollywood is dark arts. Yeah. And they're into the dark occult. And a lot of these people sell their soul to be in the dark occults.
I've
heard, because they want to ascend. I mean, they want to become rich and famous, and that's how you sell your soul. And then you end up becoming a low frequency person. That's why they never want to die, because they know where they're going.
Oh, because they're not, I mean,
they're not going to ascend.
They're not ascending.
People sell their souls, man, for fucking all the fucking bells and whistles. It happens all the time.
Do you think every major politician, political player is low frequency?
I don't necessarily know if they're low frequency, but I know that they're at the highest levels. They're all they're either bought, blackmailed, or blackmailed at that very high level.
Yeah, they're either purely just a shitty person, or they've been bought out, or they're blackmailed.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like. Psychopaths, man. You know, there are a lot of psychopaths out there, and they'll do anything they can for all the power in the world, man.
Yeah,
it's all about power. It's not really about money. It's about power.
Yeah,
they want power.
I don't think you can get, at least in the system we currently have, I don't think you can get to the office of president without being a psychopath.
Well, I and in Hollywood, that's the same thing.
That it's like, you know, no, you're never going to be an A-list star as a genuinely good hearted person.
You know, as I studied all this shit, I kind of dawned on me like how like so many people move to Hollywood to follow their dreams. And it really sucks that it is that the system was so stacked against them. It was like, beyond stacked against them, but now it's not like that anymore.
Yeah. With like the free media.
Yes, it's like either you're interesting or you're not. And you see these people who are industry darlings starting to do podcasts and nobody listens, and they stop it because, uh-oh.
Nobody gives a shit.
We're looking behind the curtain.
Well, because before, you know, before we were able to go direct peer-to-peer, it's like the industry tried to tell you who was cool.
Yeah.
And people just go, oh, that I know who this comedian is. I've seen them on TV.
Tim Dillon said that all comedy was a psyop. And I think that's probably one of the most true shit ever said.
Well, yeah, because they tried to like tell you who to like. And it's like,
this person's the best. You watch him, you're like, that's dog shit. But, you know, it's like, it's just like these kids. It's like, you know who runs Hollywood? Private school kids.
Yeah. And they're all helping each other out. And like,
oh, yeah, there's a handshake. They just know that they can just spot a private school kid from a mile of fucking way.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people talk about like liberal Hollywood elites. Are the people at the top of like old Hollywood intertwined with like these political people?
No.
Or do they just like feel like
they're all like into the dark arts?
Okay. But with there's so many loudly liberal celebrities.
They're all occultists.
You think that's just like part of the
to the occult.
both the political and the dark arts, or
at the highest levels of Hollywood are all occultists. So, you know, there's people always like, oh, Jews run this, Jews don't run nothing, doc. It's all occultists.
Yeah.
The people who run everything are occultists, and they wear like Islam, Christianity, Judaism. They wear these as masks so they can walk amongst us. But behind closed doors, it's all occultism, man. And it's like the Epstein stuff, right? That was a giant power play. And everyone's, oh, they show you it all the time. It's all occultism, man. The rest of the religions, they just wear that so they can walk amongst us. Because if we knew what they were really into, we'd fucking lose our skull on them.
Jesus. All right. Well, but it's...
Weirdest show you've ever had?
Yeah, but I wish I could talk to you about this for like 8 hours.
We could talk anytime. You just got to call the old man.
Fine, I'll call you old man.
But listen, you're going to do great. And you just got to realize that it's just like sometimes you got to go through it to get to it, man. And it's just like if you just keep throwing it up onto the internet, they're going to find you. And you just... You know, the days of it going, what do they want? It's done. What do I want? And you
what do I want?
And crank the right it people to 100, dude, as hard as you fucking can. And you fucking don't give a shit, man. That's what. Ask for forgiveness, not permission. And just go hard. Cancel culture is about to die.
Yeah, well, because it can't sustain because people are going to be sick of fucking walking on eggshells.
Because everybody's seen the hypocrisy of it.
Oh, yeah, because every other fucking weekend, someone who's like, at the forefront of progressiveness, they get caught in something. It's like,
listen, the fact that these fucking fist fucking phonies destroyed Brian Callen and destroyed Chris D'Elia on very little evidence. Now, I'm not saying that there couldn't be stuff out there. I mean, if it comes out, then fucking people got to pay, man. But the way these people gleefully killed those guys, gleefully. Well,
that anyone is happy, like, I believe that someone in a huge position of power being given opportunities, if they're taking advantage of that, especially in a predatory way, should be brought into question. But it is alarming that people find joy in taking other people down.
Well, I mean, like, where is the evidence? That's my only thing, dude. Like,
well, there were definitely personal accounts. I'm not going to.
Who, D'Elia? You mean the emails that were later shown to be completely doctored?
Well, no, I mean, there was at least one personal story from a girl, but it's all, by the way, with what I'm saying, it's all
underage girls and they both doctored the evidence.
Yeah. No, look, I'm not arguing with you that, like, as far as I know, evidence wise, nothing illegal was done.
Okay. So why aren't these guys having careers anymore?
Nobody has a career.
I want to tell you something. Now you look into something called the Demon Star. I just learned about this. The Demon Star, in particular, the worship of the symbolism of Medusa. And if you, outside the New York State courtroom in New York City, there's a giant statue of
Medusa.
It's a reverse of Medusa holding the head of a man. And this is what this has been about. It's about kneecapping alphas. And that's all part of the Demon Star worship, man. You can call me crazy. And I don't even want to tell you that there's actually people in the comedy community and at the Comedy Store that are actually part of intelligence as well.
Like,
with that, we will discuss that on another day.
On another day. Really quick. Okay, by the time this drops, it's Monday morning. The day before election, what would have to happen for you to make a decision on someone to vote for? Is there anything that could make you vote?
If they go, you got to vote for one of the two party people, or else I'm going to fucking burn down your house with your kids in it. Okay. I'd vote for Trump.
Yeah. And with the whole system being fucked and you saying that all of these power players are trying to pit us against each other, why Trump and not Biden?
Trump's been here 4 years. Evil didn't start 4 years ago. Joe Biden's been here for 47 years. He's directly bragged about writing the crime bill in 1994, writing the Patriot Act, and being part. He's written legislation to outlaw gay marriage. He's written legislation to help with free trade. Those are things that are directly related to major problems we have in this country. And his fingerprints are all over. Kamala Harris has arrested more black people than anybody in the history of California. Anybody, man or woman. These are facts.
Yeah. You don't think, look, I'm not defending or opposing any candidate with these questions. I'm not trying to. You don't think that Trump is possibly involved in upper tier stuff and he was just an outside player that's now been brought in to this position?
Okay. He's been here 4 years.
He's been president for 4 years. He's been here for years.
And in those years, he was Democratic and donating to the Democratic teams.
Yeah.
So?
I don't know.
It's just, listen, man, I know I'm older than you, but I mean, we both kind of grew up with the Republicans are the big piece of shits and the Democrats care about the little people.
I'm from
people.
A red state. I mean, I grew up surrounded by Republicans.
I have no problems with conservatives and I have no problems with actual liberals. Okay. Yeah. Progressives can fuck off, but liberals, I have no problems with, man. I have none. But we got so, dude, the Bush clan has been since Reagan all the way to Obama. Every president there has been Bush clan. So it's right and left. It is DNR. And Trump is just a different thing. Now, does that mean Trump is a walks on water? No. Does that mean Trump doesn't do a lot of fucked up shit? I could sit here forever. We could do another podcast where I will tell you all the things that Trump is doing wrong. I could do it. I could do it. But it's like everything Trump does wrong, Joe Biden does, but there's a 20 more things that Biden does even worse. And that's my opinion.
Okay. And one last question, because I know you got to go.
Globalist.
I need to understand this better because you're the second person to say that. But for someone who's trying to inform themselves and maybe they are not familiar with sources outside of the traditional legacy media, do you have any recommendations of podcasts or outlets that people could check out to get a non-biased viewpoint or not?
Yeah, man, you know, there's some great podcasts out there. There's, you know, it's like degrees, man. I always say that my podcast, Tinfoil Hat, is the kiddie pool, you know, the training wheels into conspiracy because, you know, it's conspiracy entertainment. I make no doubts about it. It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And it's done purposely to get people in. But once you start listening to that, you know, check that out. But there's also some amazing podcasts out there. The people that are teaching some amazing stuff that's easily digestible. If it's ABC, NBC, Fox, or who, whatever, it's CBS, it's all bullshit lies.
It's all
go independent, man. And if anybody email me, I'll give you a list of people. Great Carlswood's Higher Side Chats, The Edge of Wonder. They do wonderful job disseminating information. Whitney Webb is wonderful. I mean, it just depends on how deep you want to go.
Amazing.
It's all out there. You just got to find it.
You just got to go looking for it. And where can people follow you?
And listen, when you see it, you'll never unsee it, and you'll be the freest you'll ever be. And you'll learn, this is the most important thing you'll learn. Nobody's coming to save you. You're the only one who could save yourself. And if you want to save the world, you got to change yourself. By changing the world, you change your fucking, by changing yourself, you change the world.
Yeah, Tolstoy says that. Everybody wants to change the world. Nobody wants to change himself, but you have to change
all yourself.
You can focus, the only thing you can change is yourself.
Yes.
All right. And where do people follow you?
Well, why they can, because they're taking down all my shit. Go to Ronin Sam Tripoli, R-O-N-I-N, Sam Tripoli, T-R-I-P-L-I on Twitter, Sam Tripoli on Instagram. Find Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm debating if I'm still going to put up on YouTube because they've given me two strikes for nothing.
That's
I have two Patreon. I have three Patreons. I have Tinfoil Hat Patreon, tinfoilhat.com/patreon.com/tinfoilhat. And then I also have patreon.com/ Brian Callen, where we debate, where I basically do what I did to you, I do to him.
And I have he's only on Patreon?
It's available only on Patreon. I'm trying to get him to do a regular one because I think that guy's, I love him very much and I don't like what they did to him. And I don't like how the Me Too movement kneecapped the guy, yet they have zero problems with rapid pedophilia. They're very quiet on that. And it upsets me because there's, you know, I'm not into punching up and I'm not into punching down. I'm not into that whole thing. But if we're going to do punching up, punching down, there's no farther punching down than children exploited in kiddie porn. So I don't know why people are silent on this shit. It upsets me. And I've never, and this is my last thing, man. And I have found that all these motherfuckers are fake punk rockers that I thought were raging against the machine. And when shit hit the fan, all they did become was fucking conformist corporatists. And they fucking batched the fucking man. And it upsets me, dude.
Yeah. Wait, who are the pedophiles?
They cry about being a fuck. I'm sorry. This is my last thing. They cry about fucking how hard it is to be in Hollywood. And then they're silent when rampant pedophilia comes out.
Wait, what's the pedophilia?
Oh, that's a whole nother show.
God damn it. All right. Well, go listen to Tinfoil Hat.
Rockfin.com/zero is my spiritual podcast. I got to go. I love you.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Sam Tripoli. Sorry, we love you. Don't forget to vote or burn the man down.
All right. Well, there you go. Sam Tripoli. Trust no bitch, essentially. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. I hope you learned something or got some entertainment out of it. If you did and you haven't hit that subscribe button, please take a second and do that. Subscribe, rate, review me on iTunes, share it with your friends because everybody's a little bit ignorant sometimes. Once again, want to mention my Patreon where you can get bonus content, ad-free, full-length episodes. Anything over an hour is only available on Patreon. And exclusive stand-up clips, which you cannot see anywhere else. Patreon.com/ignoranceisblessed. Big thank you to John, Eric, Jean, Greg, Kathy, and Terry, exclusive members of the League of Extraordinary Idiots over there. That is a certain level, tier level of my patrons. Yeah, tier level is the right word. You want to be in that tier level? Get a shout-out every episode? Go join. You also get other cool stuff. You want to hang out? You want to get postcards and greeting cards? Listen, it's really tired. It's really late and I'm really tired. I would appreciate your support over there. Another way to get involved, there's a Facebook group. Facebook.com/, I don't know what you slash, but you look up ignorance's hashtag bust idiots. And that is a great way to suggest guests, get questions in for upcoming guests. I post there. That's the best way to do it. Speaking of my guests, please keep in mind that no guest is or claims to be a representative for every person who has a similar identity. They're just one person sharing their own experience and ideas to help us get a peek at how things look from their situated position in the world. So just because Sam Tripoli is a conspiracy theorist, don't assume he speaks for all conspiracy theorists. I think they would all hate that a lot if you assumed any of them were speaking for any of them, because then it feels like it's a very entrapped conspiracy in its own. On its own? I don't know. I need to go to bed. Listen. Come to the Facebook group, post your questions, post your suggestions, keep giving them, keep asking. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know. And the more we know, you guessed it, the more we can look down on others who aren't as smart as we are. And isn't that the point? life is cruel. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.